Our sporting review begins with tennis and two of the biggest stories of the year around the Grand Slam events. Naomi Osaka, aged 20, became the first Japanese winner of a major, and Novak Djokovic returned to the top of the men's game, winning Wimbledon and the US Open. Serbia's finest is now on to 14 slams, seeing off Kevin Anderson in a final on the famous grass in London in straight sets. Glory in New York City also came in three against the popular Argentine Juan Martin Del Potro. We'll hear Djokovic on court at Flushing Meadows after reflection on winning the championships for the fourth time.
I couldn't pick the better place, to be honest, in the tennis world to peak and to make a comeback. Wimbledon has been always a very special tournament to me and to many players, obviously. I dreamed of winning it when I was a 7-year-old boy. I made a lot of improvised Wimbledon trophies.
To what do you attribute your success this summer?
To the support of the loved ones, my kids, my wife, my team of people, a small team of people that has been there with me through difficult times as well. I try to, take the best out of myself in those moments and thrive on this support and love that I get from close ones and to get myself in this position.
Naomi Osaka defeated the great Serena Williams in the US Open final. It was a controversial one, with Williams Jr. shouting on court that the umpire was a thief. Serena was given a game penalty for her outburst, which followed racket smashing and another code violation as Osaka won 6-2, 6-4.
The first Japanese player, male or female, from your country in history to win a Grand Slam final. I know it just happened, Naomi, and it's still sinking in, but what does it mean to you?
Well, it was always my dream to play Serena in the US Open Finals, so I'm really glad that I was able to do that, and I'm really grateful I was able to play with you.
Prior to the US, German Angelique Kerber became Wimbledon champion, also winning against Serena Williams. Simona Halep won the French Open. It was a first Grand Slam for the Romanian. And earlier in the year, Caroline Wozniacki also landed a maiden major, seeing off Halep in the Australian Open final in what was a three-set epic. A few months on from her Melbourne success, former women's world number one Wozniacki revealed she's got rheumatoid arthritis, a condition that causes pain, swelling and stiffness in the joints.
You know, at the end of the day, it's obviously not ideal for anybody, and you know, I think when you're a professional athlete, it's also not even more ideal, but in the end of the day, you know, you find a plan, you figure out what to do, you do your research, and thankfully there's great things now that you can do to it and do about it, and you know, you just kind of move on from it and work through it and figure out how to deal with it and live with it.
Like Wozniacki, Roger Federer was a champion in Australia, winning his 20th major by beating Marin Cilic in the final inside Rod Laver Arena.
We had a wonderful time here in Australia. It started in Perth. We arrived last year, still here. So it's been a long journey, but very much worthwhile. We had the best time as a family and as a team, so thank you very much for just making it so special. Like Marin said, you guys are unbelievable as a country and people.
Always fantastic, isn't it, to hear from Federer. Rafa Nadal as well. Let's not forget, 2018 saw him win the French Open for an incredible 11th time. The King of Clay saw off Dominic Thiem in Paris in the men's final, 6-4, 6-3, 6-2.
In my career, I achieved much more than what I ever dreamed. But at the same time, in the other hand, it's true that I went through tough moments, a lot of times in terms of injuries. You know how difficult is everything, especially after I went to these tough moments. And personally, for me, it's amazing and very emotional.
Germany's rising star Sascha Zverev ended this year strongly by winning the ATP Finals in London. The 21-year-old won in straight sets in the final against Novak Djokovic. I spoke to him at Wimbledon in the summer, with Zverev sharing how much it meant to be there in the UK challenging for the championships.
It's the most historic tournament that we have, and obviously you know, there's so many great matches, so many great players played here. Every single great player played here. So for us, it's an honor to play here every single time, and obviously coming back here as number three in the world is a special feeling. I want to always try to get better. I always want to you know, find ways to improve, and hopefully this year I'll do so as well again.
There was French tennis glory in 2018 at Roland Garros. Pierre-Hugues Herbert and Nicolas Mahou won the men's doubles. And at the Aussie Open in the women's doubles, Kristina Mladenovic won with her partner Timia Babos. Moving to football, and obviously only one place we can start, France winning the World Cup. Les Bleus were victorious in Russia, winning in the final against Croatia 4-2. Kylian Mbappe and Paul Pogba scored in Moscow after a Mario Mandzukic own goal and a penalty from Antoine Griezmann. Croatia's goals came courtesy of Ivan Perisic, and at the right end, Mandzukic.
We are the champions!
Pogba and Griezmann led the celebrations in the France dressing room in Russia's capital.
20 years! 20 years, bro! You know what time it is! You know what time it is! I'm just happy! You know, just having this, you know. Hello? Ça va? Yo, you know what time it is!
Now for Rafael Varane, 2018's been extraordinarily successful. A World Cup champion, age 25, plus the defender won the Champions League for a fourth time in his career. His club Real Madrid, under Zinedine Zidane, made it three in a row in world football's premier club competition, winning 3-1 in the final against Liverpool. Karim Benzema scored in Kiev, and Gareth Bale got two, including a superb bicycle kick.
On the biggest stage in world football, to score a goal like that is obviously a dream come true. And yeah, I've actually never scored a kind of a bicycle kick before, so it's always been something I've wanted to do. And yeah, I've had many attempts go very close, but yeah, it was nice to see one go in the back of the net in such an important occasion.
The Women's Champions League has also been won three times in a row. Lyon achieved their latest title with a 4-1 victory over Wolfsburg after extra time. Arda Hegerberg was top scorer in the competition with 15 goals. Lyon's Norwegian ended the year also as the first winner of the Ballon d'Or Féminine.
I think this is a fantastic day for women's football in general. It's historical. It's a big step forward for women's football to have this award, and that's why you need to take the moment to really cherish it and show the importance of pushing younger girls to pursue their dreams.
Men's football's Ballon d'Or winner Luka Modric, following his Champions League success and getting to the final of the World Cup in Russia. Modric also beat former teammate Cristiano Ronaldo and Liverpool's Mohamed Salah to be named FIFA's best.
Good evening to everyone. It's a great honor and beautiful feeling to stand here with this amazing trophy. First of all, I would like to give congratulations to Mohamed and Cristiano for great season that they had. And I'm sure in the future you will have another opportunity to fight for this trophy. This trophy is not just mine, it's for all my Real Madrid teammates, for all my teammates from Croatia national team, for all coaches that I have played for. Without them, this would not be possible. And thank you a lot to them. This trophy is also for my family, without who I would not be the player and person that I am. They are mine the best.
There was a different female winner of FIFA's best award to the Ballon d'Or. The prize from World Football's governing body went to the Brazilian legend Marta. Diego Simeone's Atletico Madrid secured another Europa League title, winning 3-0 in the final against Marseille in Lyon, rattling relatively quickly through the domestic football leagues that have come to an end at some point this year. Well, the major ones anyway. Paris Saint-Germain sealed a seventh Ligue 1 title with 5 games to spare, following a triumphant 7-1 win over defending champions Monaco. Pep Guardiola became a Premier League champion as Manchester City finished a staggering 19 points clear in first position. City also earned 100 points during the campaign, scoring 106 goals.
I think all of us will not necessarily to see the medal in the next years to remember what we have done with Leaf. It was something special, believe me, because it was during one season we won many, many times really good things.
Pep's old team Barcelona won a Spanish double, La Liga and the Copa del Rey. Lionel Messi in the last full La Liga season scored 34 times. That's just in the league alone. There was no surprise at the top of Serie A. Juventus won Italy's top football league for the 7th season in succession. They've just signed Ronaldo as well fairly recently. The two-legged Copa Libertadores final was overshadowed by violence in Argentina, forcing the second leg between Boca Juniors and River Plate to be moved. And not just within South America, the showpiece ended up being played in Madrid with River Plate tasting glory in the Spanish capital. Back in the Americas, Atlanta United were this month crowned champions of Major League Soccer in the United States, landing the MLS Cup in only their second season in existence. Atlanta's president is Darren Eales.
It's pretty incredible to have won the championship in only our second season and to do it in front of 73,000. I mean, I'm so pleased that we were able to win a championship for the city of Atlanta and for our amazing fans, because they've been right behind us right from day one, and you know, it's sending shockwaves around the world that this is a city that they said wasn't a sports city and, you know, was never going to take to soccer. It's just unbelievable in their support. I'm just so pleased for them.
Still with football, the 2018 Women's Africa Cup of Nations was held in Ghana, with Nigeria landing an 11th title, beating South Africa in the final. At the She Believes Cup, France came third behind runners-up England and champions USA, and France's elite female championship Division 1 was claimed by Lyon, with PSG coming second. In RFI's sport, we followed the Winter Olympics closely. They took place at the start of the year in Pyeongchang, South Korea. Almost 3,000 athletes competed across 102 events. Norway topped the medal table, ending with 14 golds and 39 medals overall. Germany also claimed 14 gold medals, 31 all in all. Canada came third in the standings and France ninth, winning 5 golds, 15 overall. At the Winter Paralympics, France came fourth in the medals table, taking 7 gold, 20 all in all. The USA led the field with 13 gold and 36 medals in total. Australia's cricketers won the Women's World T20, beating England in the final on Antigua. I was actually in the Caribbean for the tournament. The atmosphere at the West Indies matches in particular was absolutely fantastic. England's men, they were thrashed in the Ashes meanwhile, losing at the start of the year 4-0 in Australia. There was glory for Europe's Ryder Cup team. They won by 17.5 points to 10.5 against the USA. The 42nd edition was held at Le Golf National in France. Ireland won rugby's Six Nations. In Europe, the Heineken Champions Cup was won by Leinster. They saw off Racing 92, 15-12 in the final. 2018 saw the first European Championships. The multi-sports event featured over 4,000 athletes and was held in Berlin and Glasgow. Russia came top of the medals table, France sixth. And we end with Formula One and a 5th world title for the dominant Lewis Hamilton. The Mercedes driver finished the season 88 points ahead of Ferrari's Sebastian Vettel in second. Hamilton also ensured Mercedes won the Constructors' Championship.
I think I had a great year last year, and I was thinking to myself, how can I raise the bar? How can I squeeze some more out of myself? Honestly, you never know what the formula is, and there is no secret formula, but somehow I managed to find that balance and that flow, and I've had some of my best races of my career, and I think that's ultimately why I'm sitting here. But it doesn't even register at the moment being number 5.
The highest placed Frenchman in the F1 Drivers' Championship was Esteban Ocon in 12th for Force India. That's it, our review of sports for 2018. As ever, it's been a pleasure telling the big, the unique stories on the network along with my excellent colleague, Paul Myers. Here's to 2019.